You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Okay, now, Don, we've got another doctor is in the house, Dr. James Stewart. Do you remember, Don, that I did say and suggest that we should get Jimmy in periodically just to answer questions about, the marijuana oil and what it does for you and give us some anecdotal stories about people who have taken it, because we're not advertising it as such, but I can't answer questions people ask about me because they know we take it, Don, and they know you take it. And rather than giving them false information or misleading information, which won't get us into trouble, but we thought we might as well get Jim in and he can chat about the world as we know it and all things marijuana oil if he wishes. So welcome, Dr. James.
Thanks, fellas. Good to
and
be back.
In the previous segment, Jimmy, John said you're across the... I was interested in The Project, which is a television show, and John said that you're really across that as to why Lisa Wilkinson, Peter Hallier and Kerry Bickmore are leaving. You said in the previous segment Jimmy was across...
I see. Did I not? I'll go along with this. Did I say that?
So, I'm Jimmy. My question is...
Okay, I did say
he
that.
He shut me up at the end of the last segment.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, why are these people left the project?
That's, that's news to me, but I can only stipulate that it's because they were wishing to do a segment on medicinal cannabis and they weren't allowed, so they cracked it and left. No, I don't know. I have no idea why they left. I don't bloody know.
Now, listen.
Hey, how's the candle going, fellas?
What? Hang on.
Where's your candle?
Oh, so, no, Don, you
there it is. There it is.
Here
over
it
there.
Is.
Give me
here,
that.
Gwyneth
can
Paltrow's
vagina. I haven't smelled it.
Yeah, well, Don, you just said that I said that Jim knows why they left.
Yes.
And then Jim comes on and says that they left because they wanted to do a segment on marijuana. That both those statements are complete bullshit. I didn't mention anything like that, and Jim didn't have it, no idea why they left.
Why is there bite marks in the candle? Who's been licking it?
Don't start working, Blue. We had Michael Christian Menswear.com up your coit. He came in and we couldn't get a straight word out of him. Every topic we talked about, Jimmy. He turned into a sort of a salacious.
Now, listen, I've got a sensible
porn.
Question, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Now, I'm on that stuff and I am sleeping very well.
Yep.
What is the one I'm on, the heavy one?
You're on... Okay, so before we go into this, I've actually got to... I've got to say that I need to be careful with what I say here.
Quite right.
Because there's been... Recently, the TGA, the Therapeutic Goods of Australia, have handed out a lot of fines to doctors and cannabis companies and clinics for promoting medicinal cannabis.
We're not promoting.
No, you're not. You guys can say what you want. You're not. It's because you're not a medical board.
Well, I asked you to come in.
Yeah. So I'll say.
I've got a question.
No,
about
shut up. Just let him.
So
this up.
So I've got to be quite vague because I called them up and I said, you know, what can I say and what can't I say? And I said, so I can't say what the exact medicine is I use. And they said, no, you can't. And I said, and I can't say what I use to treat. And they said, no, you can't.
Right.
And I said, well, what can I say? And they said, well, you've got to be pretty vague. And I said, well, yeah, no shit, I can't say the medicine I've got to use and what it treats. So I've got to use plant-based medicine as terms. I've got to say may assist and things like that. So I'll be quite vague with you, but it's just ridiculous
so
how we can't
just
say.
Cut this off at the pass.
Yeah.
If someone wants to use, as a result of Don and I saying, well, we use
it,
we have no idea why it's any good. If someone wants to take our advice or just take, they can contact, this is quite all right to say, they can contact you at your rooms,
Dr. James Stewart. Yep.
That is quite okay by the whatever board you're talking about.
Yep.
And then you can chat to them about what their needs might be. So that's that.
Yep. Okay, well, can I ask questions
you can.
About it?
Please, Don.
Let's go, fire away.
Righto. Now, I'm on that stuff which Johnny took. He gave it to me.
The one he uses for golf. That
THC.
One.
The THC one.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, I'm sleeping much better because of it. I'm not even waking, which is terrific. I haven't done it for years. Would that stay in my system And if I was caught
driving,
yep.
Am I in trouble?
So the rule of thumb that we use is with you taking a small amount of THC like you're doing at nighttime, 8 hours before you should drive. Not that you wouldn't be able to drive, but that's roughly how long that it would stay active in your saliva. So that's what the police test for. They test for THC active in your saliva. And the old rule is they say, okay, well, if it's active in your saliva, therefore you've had high THC within the last 8 hours and you're probably stoned and shouldn't be driving. So it's very old and outdated drug screening test. Right. Interestingly, do you know why they brought in roadside drug tests? It wasn't to test for people's inability to drive. It was to catch people dealing drugs.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
really?
Hang on. Say if I do get caught, right?
Doc, please.
Can I?
That's that.
Hey?
What? They tested for people to see if they're dealing drugs rather than they're off their head driving a car on drugs.
Yes.
Come on, Doc.
Well, why wouldn't they test for sleeping pills then? If they're testing for people off their heads, why don't they test for opioids and sleeping pills?
Well, they do test for opioids,
no.
don't they?
No, they don't. No.
What are opioids?
Opioids are like your painkillers, like OxyContin and that kind of thing. Yeah. So originally Tramadol. A roadside drug test was to find people who have drugs in their system, and then they would question them and say, where did you get it from? And then that would lead them to the dealer. And that's originally why roadside drug tests were brought in.
Okay. Now, I want to go further. Hang on, boys. I want to go further. We haven't explored all of this.
Yep.
Okay. Now, will you shut up? If I get caught, Jimmy?
Yeah.
And I've got this in my system. Can I say I'm under I've got this. It's a prescription drug. Have I got to carry some, a letter from you or verification that I am on this and this is the doctor that has prescribed it?
Yes. So what you can carry is a letter, or you can also just take a photo of the label of the product that you get. So, when you get your product, it has your label on it with your name, my name.
Yes.
So take a photo of that and show them.
I'll do that.
The police officers, they can charge you, but they also have the ability to say, okay, I understand you're taking it at night time.
I would say this is a tremendous grey area.
Yeah, it is. I'm not advocating.
While you would be sincere and legitimate, the people who would try and exploit this who are actually...
No, I'm going to do what he said. I'm going to take a photograph.
Don, I'm saying I know, but people will take a photograph of a bottle and they'll be smoking joints and they'll say, I've got this. It's people who try and fudge the system.
Okay.
And that's why it's a grey area. And to be on the safe side, Don, if someone pulled you up and you saliva test said that you had been taking marijuana, I wouldn't be driving for at least not only 8 hours. I'd just give it a wide berth, Don, because you'll be cherry ripe to be put up to dry.
No, I won't. No, I'll be all right.
It's another interesting thing with the roadside drug test is the people that would benefit the most from plant-based medicine actually would be police. So police, they have the highest amount of PTSD and these type of things. You imagine all the traumatic stuff police officers have seen.
Yes.
They would benefit fantastically, possibly or possibly not, and they might get side effects, but they would benefit greatly from plant medicine at night time to assist with sleeping. And even the police officers in the station right next door to where I work, when I went and told them what I'm doing next door and I told them about roadside rule, that kind of stuff, they said, fantastic, we would love to come and see you as soon as we retire. We need it because we can't sleep, we're anxious as hell, blah, 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 blah. But then it's funny, they're the ones that have to police it, and you can tell they don't really want to for the legitimate, patients. But it's just a bugger that,
Okay. Are you allowed to comment on something else?
And depends that, what that is.
And I'll ask the question.
Yeah.
Why isn't this on the PBS scheme? Are you allowed to comment?
Yeah. So it's because that there aren't enough studies, big studies done on it. Okay. So for something to go on the PBS, there has to be these huge scale clinical trials done. For then to evidence to be put forward to the PBS to say, look, this is going to benefit that many people, blah, 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 and then they will pay for it. At the moment, those big studies aren't done because those big studies are paid for by the pharmaceutical companies. Okay, there we go.
So this marijuana treatment, although we've only been on it 6 months now, how long has it been around?
2016 was when we could first start prescribing, but there was only very few products then.
So one of the questions someone asked me, and this is why the doc's in here, someone said, can you take marijuana oil or plant-based, whatever, I'm calling
you can
marijuana.
You can say what you want, fellas.
You take marijuana oil just as a preventative thing even if you've got nothing wrong with you, and it might stave off having something wrong with you.
Yeah. Yep.
Can you? Is there any point doing that, or so, you've got to wait till you have an ailment before you take it?
Yeah, so prophylactic is the term we're looking for here. So take something prophylactically in anticipation of something happening. So, yes, you can use plant medicine prophylactically, and an example of that would be someone who gets menstrual pain every cycle. You
Don.
Get on board some... Yeah, Don, you get on board some...
Don gets menstrual pain.
Some plant
you
medicine.
Shut up, you idiot.
Through the month, and then when you the time comes, those pains are a lot less when it's there. So you're essentially taking it prophylactically.
Pardon me for my ignorance. Isn't a prophylactic...
Prophylactic.
You're saying the same thing.
Why wouldn't you put it in layman's
terms? Isn't a prophylactic a condom? What's a prophylactic?
You can wear a condom prophylactically if you want, in case you happen to...
What's a fucking prophylactic?
Prophylactic, so taking something... So, you know, if you're going to an overseas country, you take quinine tablets prophylactically so you don't get malaria. Not, well, so you're taking something in anticipation.
Why don't you put that in layman's terms? You are
taking
building your immunity system up or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, so you're strengthening in anticipation of getting something. So I guess you could say that all vaccines are prophylactic medicines. You take it in anticipation of when the event comes. When you get it, you're not going to get it, or you're going to get less symptoms. Sorry for using big terms.
People say, "Geez, you're dumb." I'm happy to say I'm dumb on this matter. Prophylactic. It says it's a defending or protecting from disease.
What did we just say, John?
And just the next definition is a device, usually a rubber sheath,
really?
Used to prevent contraception.
Bloody hell.
So a prophylactic has two different meanings, one to prevent disease and the other from putting someone up.
Yeah, to prevent birth.
Yeah,
prevent pregnancy.
Know, giving them putting them up, Don, as we say in the
prophylactic.
Industry.
Have you got your prophylactic on?
A rubber sheath that goes over
your
knob.
You're a prophylactic.
You over the top of your head. You'd look like a big dick, which is what you are. Doc.
So, yes, you can. The answer to that is you can. Take plant medicine prophylactically, and it may give you some benefit. It may not, and it may not help everyone.
Now, I don't want you to think you've just come in here to speak about this.
No, I've got plenty to talk about.
We've got other things we speak beauty. About before we speak to... Did I tell you?
I heard on the way in about the guest. Who was it again?
We've got a woman called Lana May. We should never say it, because in case she doesn't...
identify.
But we're going to speak to her from LA, California, Don. She's a man whisperer.
And why are we promoting her in the doctor's segment?
That's all right. I'm happy to have a chat to her.
I'm just saying, I hope the doc doesn't think he's coming in here to speak about marijuana, or as he calls it, plant-based nutrition, or whatever the shit he's talking about. Because he's the third wheel. Phoebe rang in. Phoebe, Fiona Byrne, she can't come in today, because she's very, very busy. But she said, did we want to... I don't know how she can organise this. Did we want to speak to Shane Crawford next week? Because the people who run Joseph in his Technicolor Dreamcoat, which he starred as the Pharaoh in, people said he was excellent, very good, got very good review. She said, we want to speak to Shane next week? I don't know how she's organising it, and I'm telling you, Phoebe, over the podcast here, we would like to. He could come in and...
What would he contribute?
Well, you said that he had some insight into how he trains, and
I'd like
football clubs might be able to use it.
I'd like to know whether he's on steroids, because he's pretty big at the moment.
Or he's turned over any of the cast out the back.
Excuse me.
Well, that's
me.
What you're
no,
getting
no,
at.
No, I didn't.
Prophylactically.
He wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, because he's prophylactic.
Yes.
Prophylactically, that's right. He probably put two or three condoms over his head.
Technicolour prophylactic.
That's right, rainbow colours. Well, there you are. Now, Doc.
Yes.
I don't know if you've flown Jetstar lately.
No.
Hang on, is this medical?
Doesn't matter. I also live outside of the medical world.
We're not having the doctor.
We don't want
talk
the doctor to put himself in jeopardy coming on here. He'll ruin his reputation. Doctors have got
a
certain
member.
Standard. They've got a certain standard to uphold in the community.
Nah.
And he is coming on this.
Well, I'm asking him about, has he flown Jetstar?
No, you're going to go somewhere with this.
I flew Virgin on the weekend to the Gold Coast.
I'm going to ask how they stay in business.
Why? Is he? But he's a doctor. How would he know?
This is a conversation. What? Do you think he can only speak about plant-based?
Well,
whatever
I don't know.
Crap, marijuana oil. If you want marijuana, I'll say it again. Marijuana oil.
No. Speaking of that. Here we go. I got a present for you. Come to me. This is my new clinics called Herbal, not Gerbil Don. Herbal Healthcare. That's how you find me.
He's listened to this show before. What's the Gerbil.
What's that dog? What do you got?
Herbal. So that's my new clinics now called Herbal. Your mate Lisa Dick.
Lisa Dick at this one?
Yes, she is. She's at the Herbal Clinic at Hawthorne.
We've got to get Lisa Dick on.
She would love to come in, but you've got to stay the other side of the table.
Marathon running.
I can talk you. I've done three.
No, yeah, but you're shit, Doc. I saw the photo of you. You are overweight. You are.
Oh, that was.
You are a pretender as far as a marathon runner goes. I want someone who's fair dinkum.
Right. Don, I took you.
Now, we haven't got an address here, Doc.
No, because it's all online. So that's just instead of Googling James Stewart, or you can Google me, but you go to
herbalhealthclinics.com. So you've got a few clinics going.
I do now. So they're popping up. Yeah, I've got my one in Paran. There's one in St Kilda at the St Dispensary.
So you cleared this with the board. You're allowed to say it's a herbal health clinic.
It's herbal, we do plant-based medicine that may assist with some conditions that I can't say. It may not, so do what you think.
So,
but no way am I promoting anything here, so don't even book
so
with me.
So Lisa Dick.
You people under a lot of restraint, aren't
we
you?
We are, it's crazy. Yeah.
I spoke to another doctor and what is your controlling board called?
The TGA and APRA.
One of them rang him up because he's got a different view with regard to this coronavirus.
Mm.
They rang him up a couple of weeks ago. And we're going to do register him.
Oh, what?
But he'd already retired.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's still very, very vocal. That is Doc Peterson, Robbie Peterson,
Yeah.
who played at North Melbourne. We've had him on.
Yeah, who didn't return my text.
Didn't he?
No, I said, Robbie, baby, come on and speak to us because he has a whole new variant about the vaccination and the COVID, and he never returned my call.
But anyway, the controlling body rang him up and said, we're going to do registry. He said, you're not on the ball. I have retired.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, Don, if I may, I took you screaming and kicking to a function that the doc was at and our friend Mark Brayshaw was at, and you said, oh, I don't want to go to this. And then you waxed lyrical about how the marijuana oil and how it was great and the horses, you're given to the horses and you're belting them around and all that sort of shit. And then someone said that we have an Olympic marathon runner here, an athlete.
No, Commonwealth Games.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I watched the actual race. There are only 12 women in that.
You watched the race?
Because at this the time, will you shut up?
No,
it was
Don,
in Delhi. It was in
something.
The reason I remember this, I thought, how are they going to run a marathon in Delhi, which is in England? That was when the Commonwealth Games were on. There were 12, I think it was the first marathon for women. There were 12 marathon women. I can watch all marathons. I find it fascinating.
Oh, what? Watch someone run for 2.5 hours?
Yes, because you see what the people are actually made of. Who can hang on? Who lasts? When are they going to break? I think it is fascinating. A hill will make all the difference in a marathon run. As to whether that person gets up the hill there or there, it is the breaking point.
So
I think
you
it's
just
a fascinating
told me to
race.
Shut up while I was introducing a subject to you. So you've
all you were going to do is... No, I won't say.
What was I going to do? What I was going to do was I took you screaming and kicking to a function... And you said, I don't want to go to this. And then you stood up and told your little story about how you're great and all that.
Wasn't as good as
and
yours.
And then someone said...
Wasn't as good as your story.
Shut up, will you, man? And then someone said, oh, we've got a Commonwealth Games athlete here called a marathon runner called Lisa Dick. And you've nearly got a hernia.
I'm a star fucker.
I use the term advisedly, Don. I don't know how far you've gone with it, but when you were introduced to her, you looked like Harry and the Hendersons. You enveloped her. You couldn't see where she was. You put your arm over the top of her. It looked like she was you're giving
tiny.
Birth. That's what I'm saying. You stood over, you poured her, you grabbed her clothes.
Is she still running?
She's running away from you, Don. How is Lisa?
The dog ran into a leg or something. Bugger a leg. I don't think she can run anymore.
How is Lisa Dick going?
Well, I sent somebody to see Lisa Dick.
You. Yeah. Yeah,
a friend of mine, to see Lisa Digger, I think she's practicing prescribing this oil as well.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She's been doing it for a while now. And she's had benefit too with her running. Yeah, actually, she's running because she said she's back running now since using medicinal
What about her leg? The dog ran into it.
I think the dog...
She came second too, by the way. She's a fair runner.
You said she was back running because she's on medicinal
cannabis. No, I stopped. I said plant.
She was on, she's on plant-based medicines.
Yes, correct me. Sorry, we'll edit that out.
You get us into trouble. Now, Don, I would take some plant-based medicines and some medicinal marijuana and I'd do something with it. Because
you do a lot with it.
Well, I'll tell you how enamoured you are. You just said you watched her, you Googled her running or YouTubed her running in a marathon.
I watched when the Commonwealth Games were on. I started watching the marathon. If you really want to know, at Swan Hill years and years ago when Robert Di Castello won his first marathon. You remember? I think it was in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Commonwealth Games in Brisbane, I think it was. And so, it's fascinated me ever since.
So I did mention to the doc, I started, and you interrupt me. I said, have you ever flown Jetstar? How do they stay in business? This is just a general topic. Nothing to do with medical, plant-based.
That's all right. I've been on planes. I can comment. I haven't flown Jetstar recently. No,
how do they stay in business?
I don't know. They're pretty ordinary.
Can you tell me what your experience has been? Did you fly...
Every single person that flies Jetstar, is this...
Did you fly to Tassie Jetstar?
Is this... No. I flew back from Tassie.
Jetstar.
Is this Mr. Joyce and Mr. Joyce's airline? Is Qantas part of Jetstar?
Yeah. Jetstar's owned by Qantas.
You sure?
Yep.
Is that the discount version?
Yep.
Is it owned by Qantas?
How do they stay in business? Why? So, do you want to hear the stories? Is anyone, maybe you could Google us, or not Google us, get onto us in the social media. Has anyone ever flown Jetstar where the plane's taken off on time or landed on time or... they were either cancelled or they... So I went down to Tassie to speak at a function, flew down Qantas, very nice, and then I was scheduled to come back on Jetstar. So at 4:45, the plane was meant to leave. They sent us a text and said no, it was an hour late, so at 4:45 we rang again and they said no.
Is plural. You were down there with other speakers.
Yes, I was down there with Michael Roberts, who was the compere of this very, very big function we did at the Country Club in Launceston with Jeff Fenwick and Tim Payne. Extremely successful it was, Don. And I was brilliant. and so were they. But I was better. I was fantastic. So anyhow, Don. So we get out to the airport at 7:45 because the plane was meant to leave at 8:30. So then we're sitting there and they said, no, it's coming... rescheduled at 9:30. So then 9:30.
So you sat down and you were in the terminal
for four fucking hours.
I was just going to say, how many hours?
Four. So at 11:30. And you can always tell if your flight's going to be reasonably on time or when, because the plane that you're taking you back has to land. So we waited to hear jet engines landing on the airport. At 11:30, the plane landed. At 12:05, it took off, and I got home to my apartment on Saturday morning. This is from Friday. At 1:30 in the morning on Jetstar. Seriously, how do they stay in business?
The problem must have been in Melbourne, was it?
No, so that's a very good question. So the pilot, a fantastic man, he came on the intercom, you know, over there.
You knew him, you know him.
Mind you, I don't think they're too sophisticated, the Jetstar. When I say intercom, they had a couple of Dixie cups on a string, you know, and you just put it up. You know how they used to speak?
What, the string?
Yes, and they've dispensed with all things like all... things that cost money, like maintenance and stuff. That's Bob Newhart's routine. Some of the ground crew eventually clubbed together and got the plane off the ground. They pushed it over a cliff. You know, all that stuff. So the pilot, this is true, he said, it's Captain Phil Swanson speaking. He said, I'm sorry we're late, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I do apologise. He said, let me tell you how the day went. We started at 6 o'clock. He did. He said, we started
Bullshit. At... He didn't start at 6.
He said, we started at 6 o'clock in the morning from Bundaberg.
Said,
then it landed at Sen. The ground staff weren't there because there's been the people turned up, called in sick, so we were lacking in ground staff. So that put us back an hour. Then we got to, I don't know, Noosa or some other place. And he said the controllers weren't there because they were on strike or something. Oh. And then the baggage handlers. This is how it ended up being 6 hours late.
Because so it's not only Jetstar, it'd be Qantas that is suffering and everybody else if the ground staff are not around.
Qantas planes took off vaguely on time. I've never met anyone that's caught a Jetstar flight that either hasn't been cancelled or it's taken off on time or landed on time. I've never met anyone.
Are they still taking off for Leventon or wherever it is?
Avalon.
Avalon or wherever it is?
Leventon. Down there somewhere. Did you ever fly Tiger?
Yeah, I did. That was Avalon too, wasn't it?
I think they did there and also Melbourne as well.
Hang on. Yeah, Avalon. I thought it was
They were pretty cheap, but they were very very budget, to say
were
the...
Were they?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know you used to be a
pilot? As a student, it was good.
Do you know you used to be a pilot for Tiger Airlines?
Not me.
Do we know him?
I can't think of his name. I'm seriously... You reckon you're autistic. What did you say you were? Dyslexic. I'm... The boy played football for Geelong, great footballer.
Yeah, and he was a captain.
Yeah, pilot.
He was a vice captain.
What's his
name? To North Melbourne.
Yep, that's him.
Oh, jeez, he's could a play
pilot
a bit.
Tiger Airlines.
He's a pilot.
He
now.
Was a pilot. Are they still in business, Tiger?
No, they're gone.
Well, he was a pilot.
Jeez,
what's his name? Oh, a very good man. I know him well, and I've forgotten his name. Shit, that's embarrassing. Why did I say that?
Very good player at Geelong.
So I don't know how Tiger possibly stay. So here's the next thing, Doc. Mm-hmm. I hope you don't, if people ring up your clinic or what do you call the herbal...
Herbal gerbil?
Herbal...
Well, I can't say what I do.
Herbal clinic.
It can come in and...
So I had to ring up a government instrumentality because I had a legal matter. I had to, because they said I had to contact them.
Lee Colbert?
Yes. Lee Colbert!
Well
you star.
Done,
well done,
hey,
Jimmy.
How about that, Google?
You've got to find a replacement.
From the rocket.
Yeah. Somebody who can work a computer.
That's it. Yeah,
your mate.
Yeah. So
he's not his mate.
So
he took him to court.
Well, this
they
is
settled. A, they settled.
Hey, this is a related
for thousands.
Don.
Thousands.
Don.
Thousands.
This
thousands
is a related
dollars.
Matter. What I'm about
Ooh.
To say. This is a related matter. I had to
it
ring
cost
up.
Him.
This is related to it. I had to ring up a government instrumentality about a legal matter I had, and. And so they said, contact this government instrumentality. So I ring them up because I had to. So 35 minutes. Now, wait for this. I waited for 35 minutes. It said, you're number four in the queue, and if you'd like to...
Is this Telstra?
This is the government instrumentality I rang
Telstra
up.
Telstra,
you're
very important to us. Yes.
Yes, you're very important to us. We value your call. So it said, you're number four in the queue, and the music comes on and then says,
that one, yeah.
Thank you very much for calling. He said, you're number three in the queue and you're very important. 35 minutes I waited and it said, you're number one. And I think, God almighty, this is, imagine if I get cut off.
Cut off, yeah.
So anyhow, so
or your battery runs out.
Eventually someone says, hello? And I said, hello. He said, yes, it's, I won't say the man's name, but he said.
Well, Manuel?
What's that?
Well, he's Philippines. From the Philippines.
No, he wasn't. No, he was
from Australia.
Well, I presume he was.
Well, he could. How do you know it wasn't a call centre over somewhere?
Well, he sounded like Australian. He said hello, and I said his name. This
how
wasn't his.
What did he say?
This wasn't his name, but he said it's Byron. He said it's Byron here, and I said hello, Byron. What?
Byron.
I made that up, Don. I'm not saying who his name is. I said hello, Byron. I said now. Well, I give you the reference number I'm ringing about. He said, yeah. And I said, all right. So I read it out. And he said, just a minute. So I waited for another five fucking minutes while Byron went and looked up. So he came back and said, what, having trouble looking that reference number up, Byron? He said, yeah, computers are a bit slow. And I said, thank you, Byron. So he 5 minutes, he said, now, can I have...
where did he come from, the outback, Byron?
Oh, fuck, I don't know where he came from.
He's got some nasal congestion or something.
So I said, Byron, he said, now, can I just make sure that it's you calling? I said, well, you certainly can, Byron. He said, what's your name? I said, John Newman. He said, yeah.
No, he wouldn't know John Newman. He'd know Sam.
No, he's... That
he'd know Sam.
Don, fuck you. That is on the... The what, reference number is my name. So he wanted to know that it was me ringing. So he said, what's your name? And I said, John Newman. And he said, yes. He said, what's your date of birth? And I told him.
Did you tell him it was Noel, your middle name? John Noel Newman? Because there's a lot of John Newmans. There's one played for Fitzroy, a rover.
Newnham.
Oh, was it?
He was John
was he related
Newnham.
To Alfred?
Newnham.
Alfred E. Newman?
That's Newnham, you fuckwit. So Byron said, are you John? I said, I'm John Newman. He said, what is your date of birth? And he said, yes, that matches up. He said, now, what I've identified that you are the person ringing. I said, good, Byron.
What department
I said, now,
are we
what,
on to?
What? I said, what is this matter about? And he said, wait for this. And he said, well, I don't know. And I said, well, doesn't it say why I'm ringing? What this is to do with? He said, no, it just says that you have to contact by email. You have to contact by email the instrumentality. I said, so Byron, could I get this clear? He said, yes. I said, Byron,
yes.
I said, I've waited for 35 minutes for you to confirm that it's me ringing and for you to tell me to get on a computer and get in contact with the agency by email. He said, yes. I said, what's the point of me ringing you for 30? He said, well, I don't know. He
well,
said,
Byron, you're bullying Byron here. Now he's getting not, no. He's quite at liberty to hang up, and right within his rights, are bullying him.
No, they come over. That's part of the thing is that we require people not to be abusive and treat our staff.
No, I think
courtesy,
you're right on the edge.
And I treated him with courtesy.
No, the way
I said,
you raised your voice.
I said, no, well, I'm already raising it to you. I said, Byron. He said, yes. I said, could you tell me why I've waited for 35 minutes? Just a general inquiry, mate. Why have I waited for 35 minutes for you to confirm that it's me ringing and tell me to push me over to get a hold of the instrumentality on email? He said, well, he said, that's, I don't know. He said, that's how it works. And I said, this has been a waste of 35 minutes. He said, yes, I'm sorry about that. And it was. It was a complete waste of money, a waste of time. Why would you do that? Why would you have a phone number if you can ring them to try and clarify, because I'm not good on emails.
Why wouldn't you do Byron a service and book him into a course at Geelong Grammar?
Byron might be very happy with the way he speaks. He might think, gee, I had this wood duck on the phone. You heard of the way he spoke. Yeah, you know, I'd like you to ring him up.
Have you emailed them? What is it about?
What?
Do you need me to send an email for you? Can you email?
Yeah.
Have you emailed them?
Oh, hey, we got a rock.
Yeah.
He could be the new, your...
And it's about that matter.
Let me forewarn you, all his relationship goes shit up after a few months. So
that's not
just
right,
be,
Don.
It
that's
is.
Not right.
What we've type had of a relationships?
He creates monsters.
We've had a cavalcade of people come through this podcast that think you're an asshole. They don't think I'm an asshole. They say, gee, grumpy, and he's austere and clinical, and isn't he rude? What about the bloke? What about the bloke that you'd never met? He walked in here, and he walked in here, and I introduced you to him, and you said,
gee, you're a bit overweight, aren't you?
And the bloke said, pardon? He said, yeah, a bit portly, you said. I said, Don, don't be rude to our guests. We had William Kininmoth in about climate change.
I did not say that to William.
No, you didn't say it to William. He's good. We had someone come in here and you said he looked, Ivan Milat, you said he looked like.
That's Ivan.
You were very accommodating to me when I first came in. You were sitting over there reading some book. You had a lovely scarf on and a strange hat, and you were very nice.
Righto.
Thank
now,
you, Jimmy.
Now, look, we're just quarter of an hour away from trying to get hold of Lana. I just wanted to mention one other thing before we went. It was Jetstar. There was some other... the instrumentality of that was it. Have you got anything now? Any other questions about marijuana oil or the plant-based?
No, I only had those two things because I'm a devotee.
A devotee, Don, not a devotee. It's a devotee. Go ahead.
Don't look at me, my English is not my forte.
It's a devotee. Go ahead, Don.
You've upset my train of thought.
Yeah, you're a devotee of something, you said.
Now, Yes. Can I make a prediction?
Yes, Don.
There's going to be a move by a group who are not happy about the Melbourne City Council, how it's run and what they are doing. It's going to take a couple of years to get this at the next... They'll contest the next election,
which I think is Lord Mayor.
Well, I can put you in contact.
I can put you in contact
with this group, but they're just starting to do an investigation, and it's about time, I think. The reason... We've got the councillors, or the councillors are there. Did you realise that I think the last election was done through COVID? So the people that can vote are landholders, ratepayers, I suppose they're the same, aren't they? Tenants. And a lot of people were out of the city. Information was sent to them to vote, but nobody picked it up because of COVID.
Yep.
And consequently...
I'm in the electric. I'm in the city.
Yeah, but you actually live in your...
I do.
Yes, but there are a lot of other office buildings around that weren't occupied.
Now, Don and Doc...
So, hence, that's the state are of you running the council for a seat? At the moment.
Sam, what? Are you going to run for a seat?
No, I was asked for you. The Lord Mayor a couple of years ago. Now, we're winding this up, Don, because then we're going to try and get Lana on the phone... And work out how we can hear her through the headphones. But you don't want to appear to be dickheads to her, and she'll think, "Who in the hell am I speaking to?"
She will. Some hayseeds from down under.
Exactly.
Can you put your Byron voice on the whole time for her? So she can talk to Byron.
Now wait on Don's picture. Hello, Lana. Yes, who's that? It's Don. No, tell me this. I said, Lana,
you done a marathon?
Don't be frightened by Don, Lana. He's a nice, affable person, but he's got this grumpy fucking voice and he'll frighten the shit out of you. So we're winding up, Doc.
Yeah.
We're not winding you up because you've talked about plant-based shit.
Yes.
So here we go. Yeah. Shut up, Don, please. Here we go.
Night.